and welcome to CareerLifeBalance.net, a show about coaching on News Talk 1570 WPEP. And check us out on the web at www.careerlifebalance.net. I did want to start the show off with a little lesson from The Wizard of Oz. Now, most of you are familiar with the story of Dorothy and the friends she meets along the way to find the wizard, and the scarecrow who felt he had lacked a brain, the Tin Man who didn't think he had a heart, and the Cowardly Lion who wished he had courage. You know, the wizard, a man whose heart was in the right place, but whose ethics needed some work, actually exercised some effective coaching skills at the end of the story. And for each of Dorothy's three friends, he fostered a sense of belief that they, indeed, had those things that sought so desperately. And he conceived the Scarecrow and convinced the Scarecrow he was smart by giving him a diploma. The Tin Woodsman received his gift from the wizard and knew he now had a heart because it was breaking. And the Cowardly Lion became instantly courageous when he received his medal for bravery. What do I mean by that? It's all about based on believing yourself. You know, when Dorothy saw her friends all getting what they wanted, she was in a firm belief she could certainly have what she wanted too. Glinda, the good witch, had Dorothy repeat, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home. And there's no place like home." And each of them, as it turns out, already had inside of them the answers they were seeking. And ironically, they had the potential and the ability to grant their own desires from the very beginning. The only thing missing was the belief. And yeah, the beauty of the Wizard of Oz is that they're all able to identify with the characters, and we all are able to identify with those characters and their challenges along life's path. And doesn't it make you think of the fantastic life you could have if you already believed you could? Are you ready to start believing that you can too? Are you needing some coaching, some direct support? Get coached on track live right now here on AM 1570 with Coach DQ. Are you stuck, confused, blocked? Tune in today. We have a special guest, Catherine Deputat of ClarityWorks.com, here to share with us her work as a clarity specialist. Today, listeners will learn. I think my mic is a little bit loud. I apologize. Let me just pipe that down for a second. Listeners will learn an alternative to traditional therapy and life coaching and learn that they already have the answers they seek and how to access them. Are you ready to be a different man or woman today? We are talking with Catherine Deputat. She is a clarity consultant, writing coach, and writer who has facilitated clear direction and clear expression in the lives and in writings in the Boston area and beyond for more than 15 years. She is a distinguished alum of the Wellesley College and a member of Phi Beta Kappa. And Catherine is a founding owner of ClarityWork.com, and that's C-L-A-R-I-T-Y. work.com. Her techniques are rooted in the Natalie Goldberg writing method and combine her interests and training in psychology, Zen Buddhism, metaphysics, emotional kinesthetics, psychotherapy, and vocal and visual improvisation. Catherine's poetry and articles have been appeared in various publications, and her book, Clarity Now, Simple Steps to Your Perfectly Clear Answer, is forthcoming. Welcome, Catherine, to the show. We're happy to have you here on CareerLifeBalance.net.
Thank you, Dawn. Great to be here.
Yes. First question I want to let's share with the listeners, what is Clarity Work?
Clarity Work is an alternative to traditional life coaching, or what I think of as traditional life coaching, or therapy, psychotherapy. And it differs a little bit from those, particularly in it being very quick, it's fast. That is to say, I typically work with people in one long session, 3 to 4 hours on average. It's very rigorous, it's very rewarding. In that one session we get to the bottom of whatever it is the person has come to get clear about. And it's for anyone who seeks clarity and is ready and willing to find it. Some people just aren't.
Yeah.
And it's necessary to be ready and willing to find it.
So what kind of things do people come to you wanting to get clear about?
Anything from, do I stay in this relationship or leave it?
Well, I bet that's a popular one.
That's a popular one. More popular than that is, I hate my work. but I have these bills, and what do I do?
Mm.
And other things like, I mean, it's been quite a range over the years. Do I take this next, what are they called? Not ultrasound, but... MRI. Or do I just trust my intuition that I'm fine, you know, that I'm clear of this cancer that I had? So it's quite a range of...
Wow, I never considered that.
Of areas of life, yeah.
So how did you get started in this work, and how long have you been in practice?
I have been practicing as a clarity worker, clarity consultant, for about 8 years, and this work grew quite naturally and directly out of my work with writers, and I've been doing that work both as a teacher and as a coach for the last 15 years. I don't know if you want me to go on about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I think that that's important. I think that's important to fill in some background. And definitely, listeners, later in the show, I want to have Catherine talk a little bit more about her coaching as a writer, if we have some time. But yes, please fill in on, you know, how you landed to clarity work.
Okay. Well, if my expertise, if I were to call it that, is getting what's inside out without interference. And I have inside and out in quotes in my mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what's there and waiting to be expressed, getting that out directly, genuinely, passionately, and my work, whether I'm working with writers or whether I'm working with people in their lives, is clearing this dust, you know, dusting the, let's say, getting rid of the static. We're on a radio
right.
show, so.
Or all the fog, or all the distractions that get in the way, is that what you mean?
Understand about static. Yes, or voices, internal voices, other people's voices that are interfering. You should do this, you should do that. Whereas inside there is a knowing that we know. I mean, that's the bottom line. And sometimes it's, there have been so many years of listening outside of oneself that it can, that voice, though it's there, can be drowned, you know, in all of the outside interference. And so our work together, and my work with a person, is to facilitate hearing to the bottom of all of that and getting to what's right there and waiting to be expressed.
And so as a consultant, you're helping them to define it, whereas maybe a coach will help them to find it on their own. Would you say that's accurate, or how would you
define it?
Well, help them to either define what the blockage is, or what they have that's holding them back, or that answer that they're looking for.
Yes and no. I mean, not so much define it, because that focuses on what's in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And my focus, I mean, why I can work in one session and get to the bottom of something in 1 or 2 or 3 hours, or sometimes less, sometimes more, is that there is a bottom. You know, if you think of any issue in life or any block or confusion as a seed that was planted at some point and then grew into this plant or tree or bush or whatever, that we could spend a long time pruning or thinning or analyzing the tree. But we don't in clarity work. We go dig down to the root and rip it out, basically. So
that's a great analogy.
Yeah, it's, I think, an easy way to think about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are very specific seeds that have been planted at a very specific time. So to spend too much attention on what has developed really interferes. You know, it's like that could delay the process.
So what are the garden? What are the beliefs in your garden?
In my garden?
Well, I mean, not necessarily in you. I mean, you, plural.
Oh.
So what are, you know, we're looking at maybe one or two of the beliefs that, or this answer that you're looking for is blocked by other outside influences. It's really inside you, and mm-hmm. I just kind of made a play on words
yes.
of
yeah.
what are the beliefs in your garden. So so tell us a little bit more about how you came to this clarity work, your personal journey.
Well, apparently my task in between me and me for the last many years has been and it really grew out of my connection with the Goldberg method initially, before I was even teaching it, writing as a writer, listening and following. Her whole method is about just putting down what's there. It's very similar to anyone who's done Zen, Zazen, sitting meditation, and not resisting, going with whatever's there, and not interfering with it. So that started out as a writing method for me, and then it turned into a way of life, very, very naturally, very organically. And so along the way, that has meant saying yes to things that scared me or that I didn't want to do, or leaving a whole life that was set up for me at one point, and or I had set up for myself that it was clear was not the life that I wanted to continue in, facing a big black hole, not knowing what was going to follow that, but going anyway because it was clear that that was the thing to do. Clarity work was actually one of those calls, if you will, from one of those voices that I listened to. It said, do this. And I said, really? okay. And it was always clarity work. I don't feel like I can really claim that as my invention. It just came to me that way, and I listened and I followed. So it has never steered me wrong, and I've never seen it steer anyone wrong. To listen and follow those things that we know if we really listen deeply and tune into them.
Interesting. So, I don't know, why would someone choose clarity work over traditional therapy or coaching?
Well, as I said, it's fast.
Okay.
That can save money,
they want
too.
The quick results, right? Which is very suited for our fast-paced society, right?
Yes, exactly. Let's get right down to it. And as I said, this is a means to get to the root of something and to really eradicate it. For instance, I had a client, an older man, come, and first he said, well, I think I've done this. Why, you know, I think I already did that. I said, well, if you did, you wouldn't be even asking me this question. It's obviously not finished. You know, it's not complete. Many years of looking, maybe some therapy, whatever. And he came, and in 3 hours saw that something that happened on his honeymoon 30 years prior, his wife did X, and he thought in his mind, I guess I can't do what I thought I wanted to do right now. And that was the seed being planted in that moment. For the next 30 years, they lived that out. He in his mind decided his wife was this way and he needed to be this way in response to that. It didn't please him, but he went ahead anyway, accommodated this thing that he thought he needed to accommodate. And in our session, discovered that and went home and basically cleaned that up with his wife. And she's been, this whatever dissonance between them has expressed in her body physically, you know, and that's what can happen if we don't attend to these things over time or for a length of time. And as a result of his clearing that up with her, she was not needing to take her pain medication.
Wow.
You know, so it's really quite a dramatic shift.
I totally believe in that, too, definitely.
It's beautiful, really, that's how things work. And
yet on the same path, almost a shame that 30 years passed and there was this dissidence between them. And, you know, if they had come across you or this clarity work sooner...
Right.
That wouldn't have to go through, so, you know, 30 years of pain, difficulty, or resistance.
I had a client very recently who discovered something that a little seed that she had planted at about 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old, and she was liberated at the end of the session, but also very sad. She thought, wow, you know, all these years, I've just kind of wasted. I said, no, you know, I mean, you can engage that thought and plant another seed, or you can just forgive yourself and be glad that it wasn't another 60 years.
Right,
you know,
and move on.
Or 30 and just embrace this whole new life, which is one of the most gratifying and extraordinary parts of what I do, is seeing someone walk in so visibly and energetically, and I feel it, I see it, burdened by something or some things, and then at the end walking out into a whole new life. I mean, seeing the light shining and seeing the passion, feeling that electricity and that enthusiasm about embracing a whole new life.
And does it happen that quick for everyone? Or, you know, if you were to walk the listeners somewhat through a brief how the process would work?
Well, I already mentioned about willingness and readiness.
Right.
So that's, first of all, that's critical. If you really would rather be comfortable, let's say. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, as I said about my own experience, to let go of that whole life I had set up and embrace a black hole is not fun. It wasn't fun. It wasn't pleasant. In the end, it's extraordinary, but at the moment, it wasn't very pleasant. So, and this, as you can imagine, I mean, every client, every session is completely different, as you probably know yourself, and from your own work, and so it varies, and it varies according to the readiness, it varies according to the extent of the static or the, you know, confusion, all of what, how much there is to, how long the route is, let's say. and it also can be just a matter of, wow, we've covered a lot in 3 or 4 hours. I tape the sessions so people can take these tapes and listen to them again and again and absorb, because there's a lot to absorb. And as you, if the listeners can imagine, you know, you're digging through 10, 20, 30, 40 years of material in a very condensed period of time. It doesn't just all kind of settle down and,
right.
Here we are, I'm all set, you know. So there is, it's not uncommon that someone would leave and still feel a little kind of unsteady, though clear, you know, seeing something, and then I'll talk to them. We have a follow-up session on the phone a month later or so, and I, on many occasions, have answered these calls and felt like I was talking to a whole different person. Their you know, the voice being different, for hearing the lightness, and it was very clear that absorption period made all the difference, and it was really at the end of the month that the process was complete.
Wow. So are any of the listeners out there identifying with what we're talking about here, Clarity? Well, you can take a look at claritywork.com if you have a situation or something that you're open to getting clear about. Obviously, we can't take it for 4 hours, but we're free to open up the phone lines to take any calls, any questions that you may have for Catherine. The phone number is 508-822-1500. We're going to continue talking here with Catherine, who is a Clarity Work consultant, writer, coach, and graduate of Wellesley College. She has her background, as she mentioned, rooted in Natalie Goldberg's writing method and combined her interest in training with psychology, Zen Buddhism, metaphysics, emotional kinesthetics, and psychotherapy, as well as vocal and visual improvisations. Now, some of you listeners out there from the area may be familiar with the South Coast Learning Network. Coming up this fall, Catherine is going to be doing a workshop there called Clarity Now. So you can, I believe, you can do a search, South Coast Learning Network. It's on her website at claritywork.com, or you can also give her a call. Her direct line is 617-522-2737, Monday through Friday. Leave a message, and you know, or you can give us a call in here again at 508-822-1500. Now, Catherine, who is your ideal client?
Well, I've already said anyone who's ready and willing. Someone who is fed up is a very good client. Someone who's tried everything and is pretty much at his or her wit's end. I've had a lot of people come being in that place. Just at a loss, you know. I've tried this. I've tried that. I don't know how to clear this. I don't know how to. I don't know what. Why I keep doing this thing that I keep doing. Why do I keep? Why do I keep finding myself in relationships with men who don't treat me well, for instance, you know, or something like that?
Attracting the same thing.
Yeah, anything like that that's repetitive over time. There's definitely a seed that's been planted, and it's just, in my view, a matter of getting to that root and pulling it out.
And helping it make sense for the client so that they're able to move on and make sense of it.
Well, and that's an important point, because I really want to, it's I want to be clear that I am nothing but a facilitator. You know, I mean, I feel like a mirror or some kind of interpreter or midwife, rather than a. I don't really think of myself as a coach because I'm not. I don't know. In my mind, the word coach in my world is like I'm going to impose this on you because I know better for you what's, you know, how I think of like baseball coach or something.
Right.
You need to do this in order to win this game. And that's not what clarity work is about. That's not what I'm doing. So it's really, as I mentioned earlier, about getting, well, let me put it this way now, mirroring back to the person what they're not seeing because there's so much static there, but it's there to see. And that's the miracle of this. In some sense, nobody needs me because because it's there to see.
Right.
The trouble is that so often, you know, it's like putting a book right against your nose. You can't read the print if it's that close. And we're all very close to ourselves.
Very true.
We don't have the perspective or the distance. So this provides that distance. The other thing about an ideal, who would be my ideal client, I would say, is someone who's really committed to being clear. That's another way, I guess, of saying what I said before. Someone who feels off track and is willing to get on track, you know, ready to get on track, and who's willing to do whatever it takes to be clear and to stay clear. Because it's kind of like if you took a yoga class and you got all the moves down and then went home and never did anything with them, the yoga's not going to make a difference.
Right.
So getting clarity, which is what I, you know, that's what people leave with, it doesn't assure, it's not a magic pill, you know, it doesn't assure, and it's not an instant transformation in that way, it's a partnership. So when people leave a session, let's say they leave with, or a workshop or a class, with actions to take, you know, with some very particular, well, actions, to things to do, you know, tasks and such, and I ask the partner. I ask for the person's partnership in the process, and so an ideal client would be someone who says yes to that. You know, I'll be willing to take these actions and commit to staying clear once I get clear.
Well, yeah, and I do see, and I think there are a lot of misconceptions about coaching and the different types of coaches. Some of them, many coaches will not say, well, especially the way that I was trained, it's more of coactive, that's close, much more closely related to what you do. And I find, you know, so far what I'm hearing, a lot of the differences will be the amount of time and some of the other pieces and the angles that you're using clarity work versus, say, coaching. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say that because I think that many times folks out there, having not experienced whether it's working with a clarity consultant or a coach, that they, you know, they think of that baseball coach or they think that someone's going to be there yelling and telling what to do. And I think it's important to build a partnership. And I think one of your unique differentiators here as well is not only the talent, but the steps that you're giving them, as well as that you go, you know, you have that time period, that, you know, 3 or 4 hour, you know, or 2 or 3 hour block where you work with them. Tell us a little bit more about the workshops that you have come on. What can people expect? How long are they? It's going to be at the South Coast Learning Network in New Bedford. You can call to register at 617-522-2737 or register online at claritywork.com. What can some of them expect?
Well, you mentioned the Clarity Now Simple Steps to Your Perfectly Clear Answer book that I've written. That is a carry around, you know, a portable version of the workshop. The workshop is a condensation or adaptation of the Clarity Work session itself. So the workshop is a version of Clarity Work for groups. It isn't what happens in a session per se, but
Okay. What
we do in the workshop is it's very hands-on. It's very, I mean, how much a person shares is individual. It can be private or it can be shared, depending. They tend to be mid-sized to small groups, six, maybe eight people at the most. So it's very intimate, and I have time to do individual coaching with people if if I use the word.
That's okay.
You know, work with people individually. And what we do is someone comes with a particular issue that they want to be, that they're not clear about, that they want to get clarity about. And we take those simple steps, basically. Do the digging, clear some of that dust away, and as we go forward in the process, the participant will get clearer and clearer. Sometimes people set an intention for, let's say, to be clear about whether to move or not from Boston to San Francisco, and that person will find, we have something ticking away in the studio.
We have a news feed coming in live from the remote.
Maybe it's San Francisco.
Uh-oh. It's a weather service has issued a thunderstorm watch for the following counties: Bristol, Essex, Middlesex, Norfolk, and Plymouth, as well as Suffolk County. And this urgent report is making loud noises. It is effective July 18th until 2:41 p.m. So beware, grab shelter, and we're back at the show. I've never had a live feed come in while I was working on the show, so I say,
"This is an
exceptional day." Watch out for those thunderstorms coming in. And for those of you listeners out there who are running to take shelter beforehand, you can give us a call at 508-822-1500 with your questions for Catherine.
So as I was saying, that person who was wondering about moving to San Francisco or staying in Boston, for example, might, to her surprise, find in the first step that she's already got the answer. So we've got several more steps to go, and she'll either kind of fine-tune that question or intention, or leave it and go on to something else. So the participants will go away with a very specific method to use again and again to get clear on whatever comes along that one feels confused about. I also wanted to say this. I left out something that probably bears saying, or deserves to be said, is in answer to your question about how I got started in this work and what clarity work is and what happens. And I said I was a mirror or a translator or a midwife. As with my work with writers, I'm applying what's there with me. It's a particular level of presence and a lot of intuition. There's a lot of intuition in play, and deep listening, which is, I mean, it's, as I was saying, what the individual can do. But if you can imagine devoting your life to that,
right,
and what the result of that would be, I have a very, very, very keen capacity as far as listening goes, and I don't just mean with my ears. So I'm hearing not just what's coming from the client as far as visually, or sometimes we work on the phone, so I don't have the visual component, which is fine, but I'm listening at many different levels, and so I might hear sometimes things that aren't so accessible to the individual. And where I said, it was a little misleading, I think, when I said earlier, you can just go off and do this on your own. You can, of course, but there are, you would find more and more the more you cultivated that level of deep listening. So the shortcut version is to go to someone who's been doing that for decades.
Right.
But, you know, so I just wanted to clarify that.
Well, so it's almost like it's really in your body, mind, and spirit, you know, this work. And, you know, helping people to bring clarity to them and listening at many different levels.
Yes.
How does, you know, clarity work relate to the coaching work you do with writers?
Well, as I said earlier, I am listening for or attending to or answering or responding to what's coming at me, and I'm hearing, whether it's from a writer about a text or from an individual with something to clear in his or her life, I'm listening for what is, you know, what sounds genuine, what sounds false, what sounds like automatic pilot, you know, what, yeah. When is the person completely inspired? And it's remarkable to me. It never ceases to amaze me that I can have a client sitting in front of me, speaking of clarity work now, who is lit up, you know, just in, say, 5 minutes of the whole 2 hours that she's speaking. Because the first two-thirds of the session, pretty much I'm asking a lot and getting a lot, very specific, pointed, the digging sort of questions. And then in the last third of the session, I do most of the talking, and I say what I see and what I hear, and that's pretty much where the clarity comes. But it always amazes me that what I hear and see that seems so obvious to me, so by the time I speak, I feel like, well, you already know what I'm going to say.
But they probably don't.
No,
yeah.
They don't. So, anyway, I'm getting a little off track.
No, but and I say that, and one of the reasons why I wanted to bring Catherine here on the show, because I had an opportunity to work with her, and it is all true. I went to her with a specific question that I had that I wanted to find out, and I can divulge all the details. I've shared with you listeners all of my life, but I had the opportunity to work with her for almost 3.5 hours. Went back to the recording, listened to it, processed it, and really, did even what she's saying, did notice that I was on automatic pilot with the subject that I was talking about, and have had been processing the information that we learned or that I learned from her doing this work. So I do personally and wholeheartedly endorse it, and I would recommend if you are in the area to take a look at our website claritywork.com and sign up for the workshop. It's very I think it's a very reasonable price of the workshop that you are offering. And if you're a member of the South Shore or South Coast Learning Network, there is a discount that applies.
It's a $10 discount, $49 to $39, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. So for under $50, you can get clarity on an issue that who knows how long that you've been working on that. We're going to go for a quick break, and we'll be right back with more in just a moment.
With Love the Double from Chase, why not make it pasta for two? Or sushi for two? Because whatever your favorite restaurant is, now you can enjoy it twice as much. Just pick up the tab with your Chase Rewards credit card, and you can earn double rewards now through December 31st. Plus, with Love the Double from Chase, get double rewards on gas, grocery, and drugstore purchases, too. With double the cash back, double the travel points, and double the great stuff, T for Two just got twice as exciting. Call 1-800-YOU-CHOOSE or visit chase.com/lovethedouble. Your choice, your Chase. Offer good through 12/31/05 at retail locations that classify their merchant location for Visa and MasterCard as restaurants, gas stations, grocery stores, and drug stores. Certain earning restrictions apply. For questions and to determine eligibility, call the number on the back of your credit card. Your account must be open and not in default.
How many websites are there? Millions, maybe? And how many of them have you dropped in on and quickly dropped out? Those with endless text, so many words, who has time to read all that? How about those animated characters running across the screen like an old Pac-Man game? Just plain annoying. What you're really looking for is a strong business image, simple and strong, like the custom design sites by OutsourceCreations.com. Not all websites are alike because it takes a seasoned professional to make a website look great. When I was looking for great web design, I hired OutsourceCreations.com. Next time you're online, look up my site, EAP Network Online. Since Outsource Creations put my website online, we've received many compliments and more business. OutsourceCreations.com can help you define a strong business image at an affordable price. If you're looking for a website that'll get you business, log on to OutsourceCreations.com.
And welcome back to CareerLifeBalance.net, a show about coaching. You are listening to Coach DQ, and we're talking here live with Catherine of ClarityWork.com. And, how do I get clear, Catherine? If we have a listener out there, how do they really get clear? What can they learn today?
Well, as I said earlier, about the listening and following, first thing I would say is realize life is speaking to you constantly. And then the question becomes, am I listening to that or am I not? Am I hearing those cues? And secondly, am I responding to them? So that's the first thing. Maybe tied with that is begin by knowing that you know. Maybe the best thing that people could go away from today with is to stop saying, I don't know. Really eliminate that from your vocabulary. Seriously. And because it's not true, that would be the reason for eliminating that from one's vocabulary. And so truly begin by knowing that you know and believe it, a la Wizard of Oz, as you were saying earlier. Really knowing that that's so, and, you know, you have the courage, you have the heart, etc. So listening and following those cues, those clues, let me say what some of those clues are, actually. Resistance, listening to where you resist, listening to what you already know, like just even jot down, what are the things I already know about this? And you'll start to see, I know more than I thought I knew.
Frustration.
Listen to frustration, listen to fatigue, listen to sleeplessness, listen to shoulds, things that really pull you and excite you, listen to things that make you joyful and things that you just can't force yourself to do. That's a pretty strong clue. Fears, restlessness, and so on. And most especially to listen to the thoughts that you have about this, let's say, a particular topic. Let's use the San Francisco example. I'll miss my family. You know, that's a thought that's in the back of your mind, but you don't necessarily pay attention to. Your family's in Boston, but you really want to go to San Francisco. You feel pulled to San Francisco, but you know, I'll miss my family, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of them there. So it's kind of like slowing down the tape and just noticing what's going on in there and getting a transcript of it. That would be very informative. And the actual things that you say, those are probably the stronger ones because you're not just thinking them, you're actually speaking them. I'm afraid to go, or what'll I do for work? And actually that's one of the questions in the workshop. One of those simple steps is, do I need more information? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can be a matter of, what does it cost to live in San Francisco? And you find out it's probably less, but I was going to say twice as expensive as here, and you think, no, I don't want to do that. And that could end the conversation right there. So finding out, noticing, do I need more information, and getting the information, which could bring the person to clarity just in that process. Be curious versus judgmental. So let's say you are restless, or you aren't sleeping, or you are frustrated. Get really curious about that rather than, I shouldn't be this way. I should be happy. I should be enjoying my life. And, I just want to get rid of this frustration. No. That's really, it's a clue. So this is a sleuthing process. I think of Sherlock Holmes in this regard. And really getting curious and listening to what's there.
That's great. Yeah. I think it's important to listeners out there, if you could take a look at claritywork.com, keep an eye out. You can check Catherine's website for the upcoming workshop at the South Coast Learning Network. And I'd like to thank you, Catherine, for being on today and sharing with the listeners and myself what Clarity Work is all about.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
I also want to say, if people want a longer version of this, I have an article called 13 Ways to Be Clear Now, and I mean now.
Right now.
Feel free to call or write to me by email.
Yes, you can write to her by email or going to the claritywork.com, and she will send you 13 Ways to Be Clear Now. Excellent.